Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Welcome everybody to the Patty Valenzuela podcast on this awesome day. I pray that you are having a joyous day, and I pray that through these means that God will continue to give you the determination to keep pressing on in anything that you have set your mind to. Last week we talked about determination, and today I want to give you part two. And I gave you three ingredients and three components to determination. But I want to start out with a scripture real quick. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, and it says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. And when you look at the Bible, it's constantly talking to us about determination. And last week we talked about three components, and I'm coming to you today to give you another three components of what makes up determination. I defined determination, and I said to you that the word determination means firmness of purpose. It means resoluteness. It means for us to have such a firm, stable, strong desire, passion for a particular purpose, for a particular end, and a particular result. So I want to make sure that you are determined people. You know, God has given us the fruits of the Spirit, and alongside those fruits of the Spirit, you know, He gives us the patience, He gives us self-control, He gives us all the abilities that we really need to be a determined people. And I believe that determination is a necessary component. I don't think that it's something that should be negotiated or something that maybe you can think you can go through life without it. We all need determination. Determination, you need it for you to finish a race, for you to finish your race with God. We need determination for us to never become stagnant, for us to never become, you know, people that quit or only go halfway. I believe that determination's required for faith. Faith requires determination. One of the ingredients of faith is determination. When you have determination, you can have faith. Without determination, you can't have faith. Faith requires determination. Everything in your life is going to require determination. There is nothing in your life, when you think about a goal, when you think about changing, when you think about transforming or achieving or attaining, or even fighting a battle that perhaps you're fighting and coming to this victory, is going to require determination. For you to stay strong in your walk with God, it's going to require determination. Everything in our lives has to do with determination. That's why Paul said in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. And it's through Him who gives us the determination. Well, God does. But determination has components. And last week, I told you three components to determination. Number one, you must believe in yourself. And number two, I told you you must have patience, which really means long suffering. And number three, you must give it your all. And everything must be in a form of excellence in your life to be able to achieve anything it is that you or God has asked you to do. You know, it takes determination to be in ministry and to keep going and to maintain that passion and to maintain, you know, that tenacity and that vibrance and that, you know, just a love for God and a passion for God. It really takes determination. Everything in your life is going to require determination. If you want a successful marriage, if you want a powerful marriage, a marriage made in heaven, it's going to require determination. If you want to accomplish something, it's going to require determination. You want to be a better person, it's going to require determination. And it's really determined by determination. You know, the word determination has that word determine. And that means that we have to have a certain mindset. We have to be determined people that we are not going to give up when it gets hard or become frail or weary because it got a little tough. You are called to be determined people. So what are these components? You know, when you look at the number one reason as to why people win or lose in their life, you know, it's really the reason why people win or lose in their life, it's really an ingredient called determination. When you look at people who win in life, it's because they were determined. And when you look at people who didn't win in life, you know, they maybe quit halfway or whatever, it's probably because they lacked determination. And so some people will come out with all kinds of excuses. You know, we can sit here and we can just say, well, you know, I never really had a chance to succeed, or I never really had an opportunity, you know, or I came from the wrong side of the tracks, or, you know, it's the color of my skin, or it's my gender, or, you know, that's why I didn't do such and such. That's why I can't do that. And we can come up with so many excuses, but we have to stop our excuses, and we have to be people that are determined. You know, for a long time growing up, I was a female, and obviously God knew I was a female. Obviously God called me to preach, and God knew I was a female. And for a long time, you know, you had, if I may say this with all due respect, you know, you had a religious community, males in particular, that would say, well, you're a woman, you can't, or you can't be on our show because you're a woman. And that could have stopped me. That could have, you know, really halted my ministry, but I didn't. I was determined because I knew that God had called me. And so we can make so many excuses, but determination is really the resolve in us to overcome and to face every obstacle that is thrown at us. And with this assurance and knowing and a tenacity that we can overcome anything, Paul said it, I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. So I'm going to give you, you know, three more components of determination, because the number one reason as to why people win in life, lose in life, quit halfway, or keep going is really we have to assess our level of determination. What's your level of determination? You know, determination has levels. What is your level of determination? I mean, do you wait for things to change before you actually do something? That's a sign that you have no determination. Do you wait for something to improve before you start acting on it? Do you say, oh, well, you know what? I'll start doing it when I have more money. Or I'll do it when that obstacle is out of my way. Or, you know what? I'm going to improve my marriage once my spouse decides to communicate. You know, and we start to make all kinds of excuses. Let me ask you this question, and it will answer what level of determination you have. Do you wait for things to change before you do? Are you waiting for your circumstances to change before you do? Are you waiting for a particular thing to change before you do? Those are all signs that you rely on excuses way too much. Stop relying on excuses. There are no excuses, really, when it comes to determination. Determination is the product of another three elements. Determination is the product of three elements that I want to give you today. Number one, determination. Let me say this. Determination, before I give you number one, you cannot yield to distractions. Every distraction, let me tell you what's going to destroy determination. Distractions are going to destroy your determination. You cannot get distracted. You have to remove all distractions and excuses because it will destroy the determination in your life. So what are these components? Three other components. Number one, determination always starts with a goal. Determination always begins with goal setting. Are you a goal setter? Or maybe you just make goals at the beginning of the year in January, and then you forget about them come March, April, May. Well, we really are called to set goals. You know, successful people, the first thing that they do is they set goals. I want to challenge you to start setting goals for yourself. Even if the goal this week is, I want to communicate more. I want to be a better person. Determination starts with goals. If you never set goals, you're not going to be determined. Set a goal this week. What are your goals? Set three goals this week. Well, I want to be a better person, or I want to, you know, read more. So set those goals and then begin to move towards them. That's the first component. The second component of determination is you need commitment. You cannot be a people that are determined if you don't have commitment. You have to be a committed people. I read this quote, and I'd like to read it to you. It says, until one is committed, there is hesitancy. If you're committed, then you won't hesitate. But wherever you are hesitating to move towards, you hesitate to get close to God. You hesitate to maybe set a goal for yourself. You hesitate to maybe achieve something in your life. You hesitate to go to school. You hesitate to do X, Y, and Z. then if there is a hesitancy in your life, then that means that there is no commitment. Wherever there is commitment, there will be no hesitancy. That's the second component. And the third component of determination is focus. You have to be a focused person. To have determination, you have to be very focused. You have to be a people that are focused. Focus is really the key. You know, Hebrews 12:2 says that Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. The Bible says to keep your eyes on Jesus. That's what Hebrews 12 tells us. Fix your eyes on Jesus because he's the author and the finisher of your faith. You know the worst enemy in your life is distraction. Distraction is your worst enemy. When you look at the life of Peter, you'll see him walking on the water. And when he sees Jesus in the form of a ghost, when he finally realizes and recognizes that it's Jesus, his master, his savior, his teacher, he says, "Master, bid me to come to you. I want to walk on water." And the minute he began to walk on water, and while he's walking on water, notice how he was focused on Jesus. Because when you're focused on Jesus, you're connected to power. Focus is needed. That's why Paul said, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength." Why was he so determined? Why was Paul determined to take two-thirds of Minor Asia for Jesus? Why was he so determined to get to Rome? Why was he so determined to raise up a church in Corinth or Galatia or Ephesus? He was a determined guy. And although he was flogged and although he faced a lot of difficulties, he was so focused because he was determined because he was focused. When you look at the life of Paul, he was a focused man. He was focused on Jesus all the time. He says, as long as I'm focused on Jesus, then I'm connected to the power of God. So those are the three components. My question to you today would be, what is the level of determination in your life? Do you have these three components? And I'll go over them again. Do you believe in yourself? If you don't, let's work on that. Do you have the patience, long-suffering? If you don't, let's begin to work on that. Maybe that ought to be a goal for you this week. And do you give it your all? Are you excellent in everything that you do? You say, "Well, I'm not really that excellent. I do things haphazard." Then that means that you won't have determination, which means that maybe that could be a goal. And the three components or the three things that make up determination is, number one, goal setting. You have to be a goal setter. You have to be a person that sets goals. You know, when you look at Paul and he was in prison, he set goals. You see where the Holy Spirit asked him to go, and he set goals for himself too. You have to have commitment. You have to be committed to something. If you hesitate and you're hesitating all the time, that means that you're not going to commit to it. And the third one is focus. You have to be a focused people. Focus. If there's distractions, shut it down and then begin to focus again. I'm going to pray for you that you be a people that are determined. So Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you in Jesus' mighty name for your people that if they have lacked determination or any of these components or ingredients, that today's the day, Father, that they recognize the areas that they can work on this week. I pray that through these means and this podcast, God, that they be a people that make no more excuses, that there's no more hesitancy, and they make no excuses, or they're not waiting for something to line up before they begin to be determined. Father, I pray for your people that you enlighten them, remove, Father, any veil that is blinding them from becoming determined people. Father, if we're going to finish till the end, and if we're going to be ready for your coming, we've got to be determined. So I pray, Father, that you make every listener and every viewer, God, a determined people. Put the grace in them, Father, so that they can finish everything that you have started in them, God. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. I pray that this was helpful. I pray that you continue to be determined, that you are goal setting right there. Make a comment. I want to hear everything that God is doing in your life. I want to know where you're from, where you're watching us from. Please pass it on to others. Make sure that they subscribe also to my channel and also to Ignite Movement's channel where we go live. I love you guys, and we will see you guys next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.